This is going to be challenging. The most difficult question has been given by some of the utmost experts in the room. The limit to Germany first. How to limit science? There is no intent, or rather, the whole mandate of WHO is to heal people and to advance the science to do so. So yes, there is the shall no harm is our first principle. So the last and the very last thing we need is another layer of prohibition, policing, and so on. Having said that, we are not alone in this, as there are so many other conventions that are operating in the universe of dual use of science technologies, like the Convention of Biodiversity, Cartagena, the impact of the Nagoya Protocol, how much genomic material is sharing with who, what are the benefits, and so on and so forth. So I agree with Roman, the debate is much broader than this, and particular care is for us to give us, or starting from considerations at the broadest level. So I don't expect, and this is just the beginning of this thinking in WHO, that we issue regulations or orders tomorrow, or which research or not, for the very principle that can be bypassed or cheated, forgive my pun, in the next 2 days by changing the pathogen and so on. For the distinguished delegate of Brazil, similar reply. Our mandate is totally in monitoring and advancing the research that could be used for good purposes, but it would be, first of all, we are mandated by the resolution 5516 by our assembly, but it would be unwise not to monitor those elements of the rest of the planet, such as this convention or such as the DURC or the concern part of the DURC, that would impact or may prevent certain knowledge to be shared. So yes, we only access to the knowledge which is public, and but if there are different part of the society, the industry and security and so on, that contribute to our mandate, we can engage for this purpose, dialogue with everybody. And last comment about the rules of engagement, the delegate wasn't that specific in which kind of condition or situation he wanted to have my answer about. But in the broadest terms, if you are in the field, the WHO response supports the member states' supports. So it is almost very rare that we take directly patient care and so on. We do facilitate the public health response. We do facilitate the country solution or coordinate, during pandemics, many countries' problems. If and when the source of the outbreak should not be natural, or even in those conditions that are natural, but you have, for instance, large event, Olympics, Hajj, travel, we do have to interact with part of the society, which is law enforcement, law security, governments, and so on. So even in the case of Korea, of DRC in Congo, is proving how difficult it is to care for people during civil war in such difficult conditions. Even in normal public health response in the field, we have to interact with the security counterparts. But, and I, through you, Mr. Chair, would like to ask, if this room thinks that a briefing on the DRC condition and the latest of Ebola, we are happy to provide that type of briefing during the course of the works if it's needed. Thank you.